Meet Griffin House, our guest on the cafe today. He recently released his new album, Flying Upside Down. We'll talk in just a bit. Here's Griffin and the band with Live to Be Free.
Take your hesitation, you can throw it to the wind. The anticipation is killing me again. Here's the situation, there's no easy way around. Whatever you don't know about me, kid, you and I can figure out. How could I go the wrong way, taking the easy way out? Oh, baby, don't wait for someday. We can live to be free. We can live to be free. Well, our style of conversation shows us something to reveal. Give a clear communication. In an all or nothing deal. How could I go the wrong way, taking the easy way out? Oh, baby, don't wait for someday. We can live to be free. We can live to be free. Maybe you can trust me on a one way. Bust out of this fear, taking me out on my own. How could I go the wrong way, taking the easy way out? Oh, baby, don't wait for someday. We can live to be free. We can live to be free, yeah. We can live to be free. Live and be free.
Live to Be Free from Griffin House from the new album Flying Upside Down, which is Griffin's third, but almost his second, because the one of them was out of digitally, right?
And right.
So, okay, that makes sense. Now, there's a lot of talk that this is like a breakup album, but you know, I listen to it and it's hard. I don't get all tearful. I mean, it doesn't seem.
It's not a breakup album at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
But some people have said that. So what does that mean?
Maybe there's a couple songs on there about breakups.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the album's a lot more about just being a musician, you know, and being. Being a normal person, like trying to do music and making sense of your spirituality and your normalness in the face of trying to make music and tour for a living. So,
but you use yourself as, I mean, you are in a lot of these songs.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
When do you get brave enough to do that, you know, as a writer, or is that sort of what comes naturally?
I think it comes naturally. I don't know. I was talking to our tour manager, Chris, about that the other day, about how it's just kind of funny. I think our fans are interesting. My sister, like, comes to my shows and, like, kind of makes fun of me for, like, winking at the audience and stuff and, like, playing it up. And it's almost like I think she's a little bit embarrassed when I'm so honest, you know, but also just because she knows me and but also just – like proud at the same time. So it's kind of a weird thing. I don't know. It's just the way the songs are.
Well, there's a song on here that you can't help but notice called I Remember that, you know, we talk about these songs being about you. And this is interesting. It's kind of a universal topic, but it is about you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about my grandfather telling stories to me ever since I've been a kid. And he loves to tell, you know, huge, big wives' tales. Like, he used to tell me he shot Hitler when I was a kid, and that he had his mustache in his back pocket and stuff. And I've just always loved him for stuff like that. You know, he's just a great, great guy. I couldn't help but write songs about him.
He's still alive?
He is. Yeah, he actually, we did a video for this song about 2 months ago. We went up to New York together, and he was like the star of the video. It was one of the most special moments of my life. It was really great.
So he's the one who's featured in World War II. Is that a true story, or is that another one of his tales?
No, that is a true story. He actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge, though, and was in the Hurtgen Forest and all that stuff.
Wow.
So,
This is a great song. Can you do it?
Absolutely. My grandpa fought in World War II, my uncle fought in Nam. My father was too young, he went to school and met my mom. And her dad always told us stories around dinner time. And there's one he told when I was young that sticks out in my mind. He said 10 years after daddy taught me about the birds and bees, I was stranded in Pearl Harbor fighting off the Japanese. When the kamikaze pilots came and dove in without warning, I was on the Arizona on a warm December morning. I remember when I was a younger man, we were soldiers fighting in a foreign land. Now I'm older and it's happening. Hard to have forgiveness for the things they did that day. And our president decided we should make their people pay. So we dropped on Nagasaki and we cut them down to size. And the one we dropped on Hiroshima left them vaporized. And I heard some Christians saying, what would Jesus do? What if you were on the wrong side? Would he point the gun at you? And they read through every word of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, so they could see if killing was the side that Christ was on. I remember when I was a younger man, we were soldiers fighting in a foreign land. Now I'm older, and it's happening again. Separate the church and state, keep God out of schools so our governments can educate based upon their rules. But people start to wonder if our politics makes sense when religion is our best excuse for national defense. And when our citizens start saying that our wars are not okay, and Washington keeps telling them God loves the USA, and they teach us history so we can learn from our mistakes. And this generation wants to know how many years it takes to change the way we treat our neighbors all across the land. 'Cause if we don't change our hearts, we repeat the past again. I remember when I was a younger man, we were soldiers fighting in a foreign land. I'm older, and it's happening again. When my grandpa finished talking, we went walking, he and I was thinking of the future and how scared I was to die. Now my best friend's overseas in the desert where it's dry, fighting for our country, and I need a reason why. I remember when he was a younger man, now he's a soldier fighting in a foreign land. Now we're older, God bring him home again.
and that's Griffin House, and that is called I Remember. It's one of the songs from Flying Upside Down, the new album, and that's great. Now, what's that like when you do that live? Good response to that one?
Yeah, it's been really great. You know, it's a really interesting song because there are some people that immediately... I guess there's only a couple people that immediately peg it as sort of a protest song, and it's not a protest song at all. It's to honor people that served in our military and honor my grandfather and remember them, you know? Mm-hmm. And,
Well, the person was always a better story anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what's your path to this? You grew up in Springfield, Ohio, but I understand that you didn't really do this until you got to school or?
Yeah, I went to school, went to college at Miami University and kind of started playing guitar there. And I lived in an art dorm, and there's a lot of musicians there that knew how to play. And I just picked up stuff from them and practiced all the time. Never studied and just played my guitar. So.
Now, I was reading one account that Philadelphia figured in here, but it didn't seem like in a good way. You had an abortive start here in the music biz?
Yeah, it was... It didn't really work out the way that I planned it to, but it was almost, now I look back on it and I'm really thankful for it because it was a nice introduction to learning a little bit about the music business and being able to work a job and just write songs, and the fact that it didn't work out was fine.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened? How did things start working?
Well, I moved away from Philadelphia after like 6 months and moved down to Nashville and got a job down on Music Row for like... Or not on Music Row, actually on Broadway, working at this gift shop for like $6.50 an hour, and scraping by a little bit, and made a demo down there, and the demo got in the hands of some record people, and in a few months I was not working there anymore.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was really, really great.
And those songs have been written over the last couple of years, or you did them mostly down there?
Actually, the bulk of them, well, I guess a few were written in Philadelphia, one before that, and the one that really got... things rolling, I guess, was like written right in Nashville once I got down there.
What was the kitschiest item you sold in your gift shop?
We had those big foam hats, you know, those Dumb and Dumber hats, but any trinket you could imagine. And people would come from Germany or all over the United States, and they would get drunk next door and come in at like 2 o'clock in the morning and spend hundreds of dollars on just crap, you know, just like plastic crap trinkets. It was amazing.
Did you take any home with you, or did you...
I left them all there.
Griffin House is our guest today on the World Cafe, and hearing some tunes from the new album called Flying Upside Down. One of my faves on here is one you talked about doing, which is called Let Me In. And this is not a breakup song. This is kind of a beginning song, it seems like.
Yeah, it is. We'll do that one next.
She's out of my league, but that's the kind of girl I need. I am the underdog, but I'm about to take the lead. You ain't gotta worry about the others, they could never turn my head. And every time I'm with another, I wish it was you instead. Trying to force it, but I got one thing on my mind. I'm not going anywhere soon. I'm on a mission, baby, I got the time. Let me in, might as well be with you. Let me in, I know how to make you miss me. What you need, no hesitation when I bring. I'm your man, it's a promise and a ring. Give up all desire. You know how long I waited around.
around. You're only adding fuel to the fire. I won't be leaving till I wear you out. Let me in, I've got your number. Let me in, we're not getting.
Let me in, Griffin House playing live today for us in the cafe. That's another one from Flying Upside Down. And you should give names to this band. It sounds great. Who's playing?
This is Jen Janae on lead guitar. She plays bass in the Sons of William. She's that good. And this is Joe Stark on the bass today. And Dave Stark on the drums. And they make up the Sons of William. They've been touring with me this whole time and last year too. And they're just... I don't know. I kiss their butt every day because they're amazing. They're a great band.
Griffin House is playing live. What do you want to do to finish up?
We'll do a song, first track on the record called Better Than Love.
Honey, when you doubt my love for you, look into my eyes what I'm going through. Even if we change and fall out of, you hold my hand and it's better than love. You save me from myself. You got my back when I need help. There's no one else in the world. And you will always be my girl. You will always. You will always be my girl. Sometimes dreams, they don't come true. I was scared of that when I met you. But I stayed patient and I was kind, telling you to take your time. Turn my life around. You made it okay to let you down. There's no one else in the world. And you will always be my girl. You will always be. You will always be. You will always be my girl. Walking down the road feeling mad, 'cause I can't understand the things you do. And nothing turns out the way we planned. You're still my baby and I'm still your man. You save me from myself. You got my back when I need help. There's no one else in the world.
be my girl. You will always be, you will always be, you will always be my girl.
And we finish up where the album begins, Better Than Love from Flying Upside Down. Griffin, thank you so much for bringing the band in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Griffin House, our guest, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.